Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Nun Ches. We are holding on daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. We are at Hahu Uvda Dahava B'Machuza, about 7 lines from the end of the page. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Avishai Elisheva Neumann, L'Zechusra for Shlema, for Sarah Freida Baschaya, and L'Zecher Nishmas, Chaya Naftali Ben Yaakov Shlomo, and Devorah Shira Chaya Bas Yaakov Leib. We are holding on again, as we said, at the end of Nun Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara is going to tell us a story where Rava permitted wine that was touched shalol l'shem nisuch by a guy, and the Gemara is going to show us to what extent Rava was matir and why so many other people rejected Rava's kula and attacked Rava for it. And we're going to see that it's against other Amoraim, it's against Brisas, Rava's shita, and why Rava ultimately in fact changed his mind. The Gemara is also going to explain on Nun Ches Amud Aleph each side of Machlokas in a case where Gedolei Amoraim accidentally asked Novid Kochavim to pour wine for them. They were sitting at a Suda, they saw a waiter, they asked the waiter for wine, they didn't realize that he was an Ovid Kochavim. So there's a Machlokas Amoraim, what the status of their wine was. The Gemara is going to explain each side of that Machlokas. And then in Amud Beis, we're going to discuss the status of wine that not that the guy poured, not that the guy touched, but that the guy diluted. He was mosaic water into the wine in order to make the wine drinkable. So it does that affect the wine? And then at the very end of the daf, we'll see if we get to it today, we're going to have a story where Reish Lakish went to a certain place and he issued 2 Piskei Halacha L'Chumra. One of them has to do with Avodah Zarah, the other one doesn't. But Rabbi Yochanan made him reverse his psak in both cases. Rabbi Yochanan in both halachos. He thought that he was incorrect on both of those halachos. So let's begin. We are holding Nun Zayin on Beis. Hahu of the Dav Machuza. First word on the line is Delo. We are at the second word on the line. Hahu of the Dav Machuza. There was an episode that happened in Machuza. Asa Ovid Chavim Ayil Chanusa di Yisrael. And Ovid Chavim walks in to a Jewish shop. Amalu, Islachu Khamaluzune. So he says to the Jew, do you have any wine to sell? Amarle, lo. The Jew says, no, no wine here. Havyasav Khamar Badavla, but sitting right there, right in front of him, there was wine in a little pitcher. Shadi Beyade, so the guy sticks his hand in the wine. Shikh Sheikh Bey, he moves his hand around, he aggravates the wine. Amalahu, hai lav chamru. He says, what, is this not wine? Shakli heich biritche. The Jew gets angry at the guy. He takes the wine in anger. Shadya ladana, and he pours it from that pitcher into a larger barrel. So now he's got this barrel where he just poured wine that was touched by a guy into the barrel. Sharia Rava lezvunei lav lichavim. Rava permitted selling that entire barrel to the chavim, and the assumption is that he permitted even the value of the wine that was touched by the guy, meaning you don't have to deduct anything from the price of the wine. You're allowed to get hana from all of it. If legalei Rav Huna bar Chinna of Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Nachman, so 2 Rav Hunas disagreed with Rava, Rav Huna bar Chinna and Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Nachman. Both disagreed with Rava. Nafki shipuri de Rava visharu. So they made announcements in the name of Rava that it was mutter. Vinafki shipuri de Ravun bar Chinna, Ravun bar Nachman vaasri. And they made announcements in the name of the 2 Ravunas that it's aser. Ikla Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Nachman the Machuza. So Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Nachman went to Machuza to talk this out with Rava. He wanted to understand why Rava would be matir, and he wanted to show that in fact it should really be aser. Amale Rava l'Rav. So Rava says to Rav Yakim Shamei, to Rav Yakim his Shamish, trok goli delo nesu inish denitrit. Quick, lock the door. I don't want that guy coming in here. He's just going to bother me. I'd rather not discuss this with him. So lock the door. Allegabe, somehow Rav Huna stealthily made his way in, even though the door was locked, or before the door, somehow he made his way into the conversation. This is how Rashi understands the Gemara. Tells does not understand the Gemara at all like this. Most of the Rishonim do not understand the Gemara like this, but we're learning like Rashi. So Rav Huna gets in. So Rav Huna says, I have a theoretical question for you. What would happen if a Jewish storekeeper has a guy walk into a store, he's Meshach Sheikh, the guy is Meshach Sheikh B'yayin because he's upset that the Jew claimed there was no wine. He tells him the whole mice that actually have Amalei Asra Filibana. So Rava says, it's Asr, Chas V'Shalom, you can't get Hana from such wine. So says Rav Huna, yeah, that's what I thought. But Va'amaru da Amar Shich Sheikh Enosi Yayin Esech. You're the one that said that they're allowed to sell it, that it's not going to make Yayin Esech. So he says, Na Emer Damri Hana, Levar Midami Dahu Chamra. I meant that you're allowed to get hana'ah from the money that you sell all the other wine for, but not the value of the wine that was actually touched. So if you have 10 gallons of wine that were in the barrel, and then you pour, then 1 gallon of wine that was aggravated, that you pour into the barrel for a total of 11, you're allowed to sell the 11 gallons, but only you're only allowed to get benefit from the value of 10 gallons. You're not allowed to get benefit from the value of that wine. Tomato, hu chamra, mi amri? Do you think I ever said you're allowed to get benefit from the value of that wine? And says Rashi in Dibur Maskil, Tomato, hu chamra, umishum kisufa ka'amar hachi, avaliyu kule shari. Rava was embarrassed, and that's why he said this. But really, he did paskin that it was all mutter originally, but now he was embarrassed by that psak, so he's saying, no, I never said such a thing. I said that only you're allowed to get enough from the rest of the wine, not from that wine that was aser. Amar Rava, ki asay lepumbedisa, akfa nachmeni shmaitzu masnisa da'ashir. Now Rava tells us that when he went to Pumbedisa, and this part of the story, Rashi says, happened before he was Chozerbo. Meaning this is, there are three parts to the story. There's the part of the story where Rava said, yeah, it's mutter, it's fine. There's the part of the story that we already saw where Rava lied about saying that it was mutter because he was so embarrassed it clearly isn't mutter. He knew that it was Aser, and he told Rafuna, oh, for sure, I asked it the whole time. And now there's this part of the story where he changed his mind. What changed his mind? What made him say that it's actually Aser, that it's no longer mutter? So I'm a Rava. Rav said, because when I went to Pumbedisa, Akfa Nachmeni Shmaitzu Umasnisa Da'asir. Nachmeni attacked me with all sorts of Divrei Amorayim and Divrei Tanayim that all indicate that it's Asir. Who's Nachmeni? Says Rashi, Akfa Nachmeni Kifani Abaye Bishmo Shalom Ram Mushnai Slachel Klav Lesser Kol Yain HaChavios. That it was Abaye who attacked me, and Abaye kept on showing me from Amorayim, from Tanayim, that all of these, that the wine of these barrels should all be usher. Abaye is called Nachmeni. I think Rashi writes in Maseches Gittin because he was adopted by Rabba Bar Nachmeni, so he was raised by Rabba Bar Nachmeni and was either named Nachmeni after Rabba's father, or was Dafka not named Nachmeni, but Rabba Dafka didn't want to call him Nachmeni because he felt funny using his father's name, so he would call him Abaye, which is the lashon of Av, like my little father. But that's why Abaye is always referred to as Nachmeni. So what did Abaye say, tell him that showed him that he was incorrect? Shmaitza, he told him Divrei Amoraim in the following sense. Two of the Dahava ben Arda, there was an episode that happened in Arda, Va'asar Shmuel, Bitveria Va'asar Rabbi Yochanan. It happened in Arda and Shmuel Asard. It happened in Tveria and Rabbi Yochanan Asard. So Va'armilei, and we said to him, Lufisha Einan B'nei Torah, meaning I tried to defend myself, says Rava, and I said, no, the only reason they asked it over there was because they're Einan B'nei Torah, and you have to be very careful with people who are Einan B'nei Torah, that they're going to be Medama Milsa Lamilsa, they're going to compare this situation to other situations, and they're going to come to take other liberties, they're going to come to be Mekel in other places as well, so that's why in those cases, that's why they were so machmir, but I was still within my rights to be makel. Va'amrli Tveria and Arda in b'nei Torah d'machuzah b'nei Torah. So Abaye retorted back to Rava, what, you think Tveria and Arda, they're not b'nei Torah, and machuzah where you gave your psak, they are b'nei Torah? You think they're any greater b'nei Torah than they are in Tveria and Arda? Come on, it's all the same. Masnisa, and then he attacked me from Divrei Tanoim, da'agardomim ovdi chavim shekadach b'mei nekes v'he'ela. The case is agardomim. Agardomim are government officials who are meant to make sure that people are not lying about the measures and are not over diluting their product and that they're selling what they say they're selling. So the argadomim ovid chavim that comes and sticks a straw into the barrel of wine, the hella, and he sucks up some wine from the straw to taste to make sure that it doesn't taste like too watery, that it doesn't taste over diluted. Oh, shetam minakos ve'chziru l'chavis, or he tastes a little from the coast and then pours it back into the barrel. Ze'ayim ma'isa va'asruhu. So such a thing happened, and they asked it. My lav ba'ana, doesn't it mean that they asked it ba'ana, and therefore, Ravi, you see, you're wrong. So it says, "Lo, b'shtia." They only asked it b'shtia. Yeah, if they asked it only b'shtia, ihachi lisni yimacher k'duktani seifa. If it was only asr b'shtia, then it shouldn't have said va'asru. It should have said yimacher, that they should sell it, because after all, the seifa goes on to say that charam ovid kochavim. If you have an ovid kochavim who is a charam, what's that? It says Rashi mishuga ubal merivos umemar las shlo b'kavana, a person who's impetuous and who acts without thinking and who does things shlo b'kavana. So you have such a guy, such an Ovid Chavim, who behaves in such a way, Shahoshit Yadol Luchavis, Ukasavar Shal Shemen, he sticks his hand into a barrel, believing it to be oil, V'nimtze Shal Yayin, and it turns out that it's really wine, Zeha Yamaisa, V'amru Yimacher. Such a Maisa happened, and they said, you should sell it. So you see clearly that when it is Mutar Ba'ana, they don't say Va'asruhu, they say Yimacher, sell it, it's Mutar Ba'ana. So it must be that in the Reisha, when we said Va'asruhu, that it was Asrafilu Behana'a. So that ultimately is Tiyufta Durava Tiyufta. That's where Rava realized that the wine itself, that the guy is Meshachsheikh, Shalobikavana, that he's Meshachsheikh, in the Jewish store, is going to be Asr. It's going to be Asr Ba'ana. And that's why Rava changed his mind. So that's why part three of the story happened, where when Rav Huna approached Rava, Rava claimed that he had never been matirit, because by the time Rav Huna approached Rava, Rava had already had his conversation with Abaye, that where he realized that he was incorrect. Yimacher, says Rashi in the bottom, Rashi, Dol, the Sarv Shal Shemen Haya, Leka Lemigzer Shemen Eskavein Lenasich. Since he thought that it was oil, we don't have to worry that maybe he's having kavana to do nisuch. Aval kadach b'meinekas diodeya diayinu chayshinu shem nisuch levadzchavim. But when he sticks the straw in the barrel where he knew that it was wine, then we have to be concerned that maybe his kavana was to be minaseich levadzara. So all of that was Rashi's approach in this entire sugya. Tosos raises, and other Rishonim as well, raise several problems with Rashi's reading of the sugya. For example, if you look in Tosos Nunchas Amar Aleph, about 10 lines before, the lines get wide. Tosos writes, Uchuvas Yesh al Girsazu Uperusha. There are lots of problems with Rashi's interpretation of our Gemara, with Rashi's Girsa and his explanation of the Girsa of our Gemara. Tosos raises 8 problems. Let's just see a couple of them. Chada, he says, Shahayilo Lahatma Huv the Dabai de Besamuch. It's out of order, right? Right, the way the Gemara is ordered according to Rashi is 1, 3, 2. It should be 1, 2, 3. Tell me the story where Rava was matir, then what made Rava change his mind, and then the story after Rava had changed his mind. That's the way it should be. Va'odi says, Davar temahu sheyoma Rava trokali shelo yava Rafuna acholik alav lusvakechimo ki afal pisha chazba mikol makom ayilo lishma mayomar. Why would Rava lock Rafuna out? Because he didn't want to talk and learning with him. He didn't want to have a conversation with him. Okay, granted, Rava was already chozer bo, so what do I need to have the conversation? He's just going to convince me of what I already know, what I've already been molded to. But still, give him the respect of having that conversation. You know, you're not going to... Adrabah, because he was right the whole time. So good, so let him come and tell him that you agree with him. Va'on, and third, the havle l'mem rafilu achi ol l'gabe, kolomer dachak v'nichnas. It just says, after it says the Rava tells the Shamish, lock the door, next thing we know is all the gabe. Rav Huna's there. How did Rav Huna get there? At least indicate that it was a surprise that Rav Huna's there. That afilu hachi all the gabe. That even though he locked him out, somehow Rav Huna broke in and Rav Huna got there. Va'od. What does Rav say to Shamish? Lock the door so that those guys don't come and bother me. Hi, Gavra Velitradon. It should have said that guy shouldn't come and bother me. Maybe he thought both Rav Hunas were in town, both of the Rav Hunas that disagreed with him. I don't know, but Tosfos says if it was only one of the Rav Hunas that was actually in town, he should have said, Hi, Gavra, not that, Hani Inchi or Inchi, which is plural, Va'od, and fifth says, okay, so we're not doing just one or two, but fifth question says Tosfos, Mik Sifle Milsalomati. Is it so embarrassing to change your mind and to say that I made a mistake and that I therefore changed my mind? Isn't that integrity? tosein biyadi. A lot of times in Shas, you have people that say that dvarim shamati l'fnechem, that the things that I already told you, it was a mistake, and that's an expression of great integrity when someone owns up to a mistake. Talmidim Rav Salvechik say that that was like the most impressive part of the whole shir, is that sometimes he would develop a mahalich for days on end, and then someone would ask a kasha from a Rambam somewhere, he would think about it, and he'd come back and say, okay, all of last week's shirim are wrong. We're going to develop a new mahalich. We're relearning the entire sugya. And that was inspiring that he could have fetched out some answer. I've been there where I say something and Talmud asks something. I know that, it's sometimes easy enough. You just talk fast enough and you can give an answer. So, but the integrity of saying that he had said something incorrectly. So therefore, Tosos disagrees with this whole thing. If you look on the first very wide line of Tosos, Lekach bir shri, sharya rava luzvuni lov l'chavim afilu liyayna mshukshuch, mishum de shikshuch garuahu, shalom eskavim l'shach shech l'nisuch. Aval lishol im yeshem yayin, v'kimen shenisayiv nispatel shom l'gamri. That the reason Rava allowed selling it to an Ovid Chavim was because when the Ovid Chavim was m'shach shech l'yayin, he wasn't trying to be menasech, he was trying to ask, is this wine? Hey, is this wine? Not that he knew that it was wine and he was saying, b'tmiha, what, isn't this wine? No, he was saying, what's this liquid? Isn't this wine? So certainly when the shikshuch was not done with kavanas nisuch, and then you were misari of it with other yayin, so there's this element of bittel as well, so then it's for sure going to be batel, and therefore he changes the whole girsa. In fact, if you look about five lines into the very wide lines, v'hachi garsinan v'ikla Rav Nachman l'machuza. Rav Nachman came to Machuza v'hu rabo shel Rava, and that's Rava's Rebbe. V'halach Rava etzlo l'shol mimenu. So Rava went to ask him the shayla. V'amle Rava l'Rav Yakim Shami trokali achar she'akarnis l'tnei Rav Nachman d'lo lesu inshi v'litrudan. Rava had his alone time with his Rebbe, so he told the Shamish, lock the door behind me, I'd rather not be bothered by other people while I'm meeting in private with my Rebbe, so that I could ask him the question, and focus. Pirush k'she'esh al-menu al-achazu ol-gabei pirush nichnas Rava lefnei Rav Nachman. The ol-gabei is not that someone broke in, it's that then Rava went into Rav Nachman, and presumably the Shamish did his job and closed the door behind him. Amarlei ki agavna pirush irim. And Rava asked Rav Nachman, oh, this story that I just paskined about, what do you think? That the yayin that was actually aggravated is asubana. Is that true according to everyone? But didn't you once tell me that that's not the case, that it's not going to be asubana? So the Gemara goes on in that way, that it's not this strange thing that Rava is so embarrassed and he lies about a psak. There was no lying about a psak. There was no locking anyone out because he didn't want to talk to somebody. Very, very unusual interpretation of the Gemara that Rashi has, and therefore Tosos rejects it. Nevertheless, since Rashi does have this interpretation, you have to look. Does such a thing come up anywhere else in Shas where someone is embarrassed about a psak that they gave and therefore lies about the psak that they gave? So there is a Gemara in Maseches Brachos and Daf Mem Gimel and Beis that Rav Papa was by Rav Huna Bered Rav Ika, and they brought shemen and a hadas, and Rav Papa took first the hadas and said a bracha on it, and then he said a bracha on the shemen, meaning for smells. These are birchas hareach. So Rav Huna says to him that we pass like Rav Gamliel, who says that you're supposed to be mevarich al shemen v'achar kach mevarich al hadas. So he said, Kachamarava, that we pass like Beis Hillel, that Imma Varichal Hahadas, and then the Shemen. So the Gemara says, but it's not really true. And Rava didn't really say that. He was just doing that to excuse his mistake, but it really wasn't true. So you do see, apparently, sometimes when someone issues a mistaken psak, that they're so embarrassed that they lie about the mistaken psak. So the Maral Bach in a tshuva in the Kuntros HaSmicha, in the says that a dayan that passes halacha and a shayla who hears one side of the Taina is not allowed to be a Dayan even after he hears the other side of the Taina, meaning after he hears the other side of the case. Because once he heard one side, he expressed an opinion, he's already going to be locked into that opinion. So even though he now hears the other side and he realizes he's wrong, but he already said something, so it's going to be embarrassing to admit that he's wrong. So says Mar al-Bach, and Haraya, Avodazar Nunches, the Gemara and Brachos, that you see that even Gedolei Amoraim were embarrassed to admit that they were wrong. Why is the Mar al-Bach talking about this? Because this was about the great Smicha controversy between the Rabbanim in Yerushalayim and the Rabbanim in Tzfat, when the Marie Beirab decided, we should give Smicha to the Rabbanim in Tzfat, because all the Rabbanim in Tzfat are going to get together, and they'll have a unanimous vote based on the Rambam, Pirush HaMishnayos, that you don't need necessarily Ish Mipiyish from Moshe Rabbeinu to give real Smicha. You can have a unanimous vote of all the Chachamim. So in Tzfat, they had a unanimous vote of all the Chachamim, and they started giving Smicha. The Rabbanim in Yerushalayim said, hey, you never consulted with us, you never asked us what we thought, so that's not unanimous if you didn't consult with the Rabbanim in Yerushalayim. So the Mar al-Bach wrote a whole Kuntras HaSmicha, and he says, and even now if you're going to say, no, we paskin al pi rov, and the Rabbanim in Tzfat are the rov, k'neged the Rabbanim in Yerushalayim, and now we've heard your taina, we've heard why you don't want to do it, and we still maintain our psak, and the rov and the Rabbanim still want to give smicha. No, your psak has been invalidated, because you issued your psak before you heard the other side. So you've already locked yourself into this position. You're such great Talmid Chachamim, you're greater than we are. We agree, the Rabbanim in Tzfat are much greater than we are, said the Rabbanim in Yerushalayim. But even the Gedolei Amoraim, once they lock themselves into a certain side, have a very hard time seeing any other tzad to the Shaila. So that is that's the Mar al-Bach commenting on this idea of Rashi. A couple of other issues that come up over here. There is a kasha that the Rishonim ask. You know, Rav Huna Bar Chinna, Rav Huna Breid Rav Nachman disagreed with Rava, so Rishonim asked that, you know, the Gemara had said on Nun Zayin Amar Aleph that a guy touches wine in order to measure it, he does not aster the wine b'magao, by touching it. So you see that when the guy touches the wine, shaloka de l'nasech, the Chacham do not aster the yayin. So why do the Rav Hunas disagree with Rava and aster the yayin? In this case, it doesn't seem that he had kavana l'nasech. He was just trying to see, is this in fact wine? So the Ramban explains that when a person is measuring the wine, we don't have any chashash that he has kavana l'nasech, because it's clear what he's doing. It's clear that he's not being menasech. He's doing something else. He's measuring it. He has to stick his hand in order to measure the level of the wine. And that's for the benefit of the balayayin, to know what he's got. So if you'd ask for the wine, the bailum would be toveya his money from him. But he would say, you've ruined my wine. But in this maisa, we're choshish that he was dafka mechavin to be menasech the yayin, because he could have said because the balachanos could have, or the guy could have said, this over here is wine. From the fact that he did more than what he had to do, he didn't just say this is wine, he stuck his hands in. Why did he do more? It must be that by sticking his hands in, he had kavana l'nasech, that maybe there was a kavana l'nasech over here. See, by a medida, the only way to be modded is by touching it. So he did the bare minimum of what he had to do, but over here he's doing more than what he had to do. And other Rishonim have different explanations as well of why this is different than stama medida. Another point, the Rambam writes in Machol Sasurus Parakid Beis Halacha Zayin, Nichnas ha'akum lebayis o luchanos levakish yayin. A guy walks into a store, asks for wine, upashat yaduk shumechapes v'naga b'yayin, and he touches the wine as he's looking for wine. Aser shayay liyayin eskaven ve'ezen ogei b'lo kavana, because he's doing this b'kavana. He has kavana for yayin. You can't call that nogei shelo b'kavana. Says the Ravid. The Ravid says the Rambam's clearly trying to paraphrase a story that happened in the Gemara, our story, our Gemara. Question is, Okay, the Rambam's trying to paraphrase our Gemara. What's the Ravid's taina? The Ravid normally is masik on the Rambam. He's got a problem with the Rambam. What was the problem with the Rambam? So the Kesef Mishnah explains that he's trying to be masik on the Rambam, that he says that the goy is nogea bistam, and he doesn't say that the goy is meshach sheikh. So the Ravid's saying, don't you remember that detail? It's an important detail. Not stam that the goy touched it. He aggravated the wine. He was meshach sheikh biyayin. That's why it was a problem. The Taz explains that from the Rambam it sounds that since he was looking for wine and he touched it, it's like negiya bekavana. So that's what the Ravid says, that the sugi is talking about where he touched it without knowing that it was wine. But the way the Rambam seems to describe it, it's because he's looking for wine and he thinks that there is wine there, so it's more of a negiya bekavana. So the Ravid says in that sense, the Rambam is not exactly the way the Gemara says it. Chaznish writes in Yardei Simlem Zayin that the Ravid is being masik something else, that the Rambam changes the Maisa from the way it is in the Gemara. In the Gemara it says that the guy touches the wine because he's angry, whereas the Rambam says that he touches the wine even shalom bekas. And you could say that the only reason it's us is because he touches the pikas. When he touches the pikas, there's more reason to assume that he's doing that. He's doing it with kavanah to be menasech, meaning he wants to cause problems for the Jew if he's doing this as a sign of anger. So that's another possibility of what the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid is in this case. And one last point. So the Gemara said, Nafik Shipuri de Rava Visharu. So they made announcements from Rava that Rava was Matir, but the Rav Hunas then made announcements that it's Asir. Asks the Rush that the Yerushalmi in the 19th paragraph of Shabbos writes that a Chacham is not allowed to Asir something that another Chacham was already Matir. So if Rava was already Matir, the Yayin, how could it be that the Rav Hunas are allowed to issue an edict, a proclamation, that it's Asir? So says the Rush, it could be that Rava's Psak didn't really come before the Psakim of the Rav Hunas. It could be that both Psakim were issued at the same time. It was one Shaila, it was sent to a variety of Gedolim. You have that a lot of times. If you look in like Tshuvas, they were written in like the 1970s or so, 1980s, sometimes you have like the same Shaila clearly was asked to the Satmar Rebbe, and to Rav Moshe Feinstein, and to the Minchas Yitzchak, and to the Debrezin, and to, you know, this was something that people did. They would send the same Shaila around to a whole bunch of different people, and they would get to tell yes, and they would get the answers, and that's not a violation of any chacham. Yeah, each chacham is answering the shaila in the moment. They're just all answering it simultaneously, often in different ways. Someone asked me, isn't that a violation on the shoel, that you're not allowed to go shopping for a psak? So if that's what he's doing, then it is a violation. He's saying, okay, we'll see which one comes in the most lenient, you know, or sometimes people like chumras. We'll see which one, you know, that's in style. So which one will give me the best chumra? So that you're not allowed to do. But if he's trying to study a sugya and you're trying to understand all the different perspectives, and you're going to come to your own psak, you just want to understand the different perspectives and everything, every svara that's out there, so there's nothing wrong with discussing it with a number of different talmidei. Okay, let's see the Gemara further now. Rabbi Yochanan ben Arza, about 6-7 lines before the end of the page, Nun Ches Amar Aleph. Rabbi Yochanan ben Arza, Rabbi Yossi ben Urai, Havi Yasiv Kashasu Chama. Story was, Rabbi Yochanan ben Arza and Rabbi Yossi ben Urai were sitting and they were drinking wine. Asa Hu Gavra, a guy comes by, he looks Jewish, Amrulei, Ta Ashkina, and they say, do you mind pouring us some wine? Give us some wine to drink. Labasa, the Rama Lakasa, after he pours the wine in the coast, Igloi Milsa David Chavimhu. It turns out that he's a guy. They had misidentified him. It turned out that he was really a guy. Once had in the Pesach Hotel, that the opposite, that the guy who was doing all the malacha, who was writing down the orders, was the waiter, and my brother-in-law just had a sense. He had a sense that this guy was Jewish. I don't know how, he just has like this, he kept on asking him, and over, by the seventh day of Pesach, he had admitted that he had been in yeshiva through the fifth grade, and that he was, so one of these issues that sometimes comes up, he knew when they hired him to say that he's a guy, because he knew they would never hire him if he said that he was a Jew. So, okay, so they found out that this guy, who poured poured the wine was a guy, and over here it's bad news that he's a guy. So chad asra afil banal, v'chad shari afil b'shtiyah. One of them asked it banal, the other one was matir. Not only banal, was even matir to drink it. So Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, manda asra shapir asra, manda shari shapir shari. That each one had a very good svara. Not that they could both be correct, meaning they're obviously opposite psakim, and it was the same situation, it was the same story, but they each had a very good svara. Why would it be asra afil banal, and why would it be mutter even b'shtiyah? Why? What's the svara? Manda asar, the one who said that it's asar, meimar amar salka daiti derabana kihani shichro kashasu elavada hechamahu v'naschei, that what must be going through this fellow's head as he's pouring the wine? Do such dignified rabbis drink beer? Nah, these are very dignified people. Beer is a lower level drink. Such dignified people are certainly drinking wine. So if they're drinking wine, then I have an opportunity over here. I could be menaseich the wine, not just stam be menaseich wine of anybody, menaseich wine of rabbis. What an opportunity! So that mestama, he had kavanah lenaseich, and if he has kavanah lenaseich, certainly it's aser ba'ana. Beer was considered a lower class beverage, and therefore it wouldn't be drunk. Not that it's not kosher, you're allowed to drink beer. Once we were on a VAD call, we were discussing alcohol policies in restaurants, and one rabbi said, we shouldn't allow beer in restaurants, it's a low-class drink. Low-class drink, but it's kosher. You can't ask for beer in all restaurants. So I think one of the other rabbanim said, I think the Ede Charedis in Yerushalayim allows beer in restaurants. So we're going to be frummer than them because it's a low-class? Oh no, we're just higher class. We have I don't know. So man deshari, shapir shari. And the one that said that it's mutter, was correct in his svara as well. Meimar Amar Salkatay Tachtraban Kihani Chamra Kashasu. He's saying, what, would such rabbis, Chamra Kashasu, would such rabbis drink wine poured by a guy? They're drinking wine and they would ask me to pour it for them? Meaning he assumed that they realized he was a guy. So there's no way they would ask me to pour wine for them. Elevade Shikruhu de Kashasu. Clear Kashasu. Obviously, it must be beer, v'lo naschei, and therefore he didn't have kavana to be menasechit, because if it was, why would he be menasech beer? No one's menasech beer. So that must be what was going through his head, and that's why it's mutter afilu b'shtia, says Gemara v'hakachazi. Why, he must have seen what he was pouring. So no, belele, it was nighttime, it was dark, he didn't see what he was pouring. The ambiance in the restaurant was so fantastic that you couldn't see anything. But couldn't he smell it and smell that it was wine? It was new wine, it wasn't aged wine, so it didn't have any real strong smell yet. Okay, but isn't he touching the wine with a kli, because to pull, draw it out of the barrel and then pour it, he has to take it, he has to touch the wine with a kli. Rashi points out, "V'kanaga benatla salka daitach sheyeshoev hayayin me'achav is bekli sheshmo natla." He would draw the wine out of a barrel with a kli called the natla. Uparich v'kanaga be'bechamra al yidei natla. So he's touching it al yidei davar acher. Uninami d'loyod d'chamru havelei magash lo bekavan v'asir. And granted, he didn't know that it was wine, but it's magash lo bekavan. It's not just time that he poured it; it's that he touched it. He touched it al yidei davar acher, and that should be asir. Havelei magal v'chamish lo bekavana. Va'aser, that's magov chavim shalom bekavana, and therefore that should be aser. So says Mar Lotzricha de Kamoruka Ruke. Now he didn't use another kli to touch it and draw. He just lifted the barrel and tilted it over, so it's not magali de davar acher. He just poured it. Vavle kocho shalom bekavana. That's not magali de davar acher. That's kocho shalom bekavana. And the rule is v'kol kocho shalom bekavana lo gozer be'rabanan. Whenever it's kocho shalom bekavana, the Rabbanan did not aser kocho shalom bekavana. So the Gemara is very clear that a guy that pours wine from a kli, even though he doesn't touch the wine becomes aser by b'shtia because the guy touched the wine. It's only if it was shalo b'kavana. It's kocho shalo b'kavana that the chomer not goes there. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Yardea Sim Kuf Chafei Sif Aleph, that if a guy takes a kli shal yayin, lifts it up, and the wine comes out, meaning he pours it, even though he was not Meshach Sheikh, he didn't aggravate the wine, he didn't move it around, it's Asur B'Shtiyah, because the wine is coming Mikocho, but the Shulchan Aruch says, if it's Shalom B'Kavana, that he didn't know that it was wine, then it's Mutar Afilu B'Shtiyah. So Kocho Shalom B'Kavana is a good Svara. Question over here was, was it really kochah shelo b'kavana? But if it was, it would be a good svara to be matir afilu b'shtia, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. However, the Shach writes in Sifkat and Beis that based on what the Rama says in Kufchav Dalid, Sifchav Dalid, that goyim b'zman hazeh are no longer of the avodah zara, and therefore we could be mekil to drink something that's not really aser min adin. So the same would be true when it comes to kochah, since the isra of kochah b'kavana is not really mikra adin, we could be mekil with goyim b'zman hazeh with kocho, an unbelievable kula, that a non-Jewish waiter pours you wine, that's called kocho, and therefore that should be mutter, says the Shach. But he says, Ein lefarsim adam b'fnei ameyaretz. You're not allowed to be mefarsim such things to ameyaretz. So we're only allowed to say, like in the Daf Yomi, you're not allowed to like say about people who aren't learners. However, so based on that, there are poskim that say, poskim discuss a waiter that's a guy that's mosig yayin at parties at weddings. Does the wine become asur b'shtiyah mishum yayin esach? So Moshe writes in Yardei Chelik Beis Simenon Aleph that even though the shach is matir by goyim b'zman hazeh, when they touch it, that's only alidei kocho. Nevertheless, the Shach writes only b'makom hefsid you should be somich on this. So he says that's only shayich when it happens derech mikra. But certainly, you're not allowed to hire non-Jewish waiters to be pouring yayin that's not mevushal. Certainly, it would be aser, says Rav Moshe, to do such a thing lechatchila. And he says, and even in a lot of places where the waiters wear gloves, he says that's not called negiyah alidei davracha. That doesn't do anything wearing gloves. Gloves become battle to the hands, so that's not going to affect anything either. Okay, says the Gemara further. What's the halachic status of wine that was diluted by Ovid Chav? Meaning the guy never touched the wine, he just poured water into the wine. So what's the halach in that case? Amalei ve'ema mazgu. Why are you using such a strange word for diluting? Say mazgu. Why are you saying maschu? Amalei anakiduch sitka amina. He says because that's what it says in the pasuk. The pasuk uses such a lashon of maschu. It says tavcha mascha yena. So it says mascha yena. Amalei lashon tar liatzma lashon cham liatzma. Don't you know the Torah speaks a certain way? The rabbis speak a certain way. You should use the lashon chachamim. You shouldn't use the lashon of the psukim. Samai. Anyway, okay, but what's the din? I mean, we'll deal with that later. What's the din if the guy pours the water into the wine? Amalei aser. It's aser. Why is it aser? Mishum leich leich amr nazir schar schar lekam lo sikrav. It's aser because we try to avoid even coming near any sort of iser. Rabbi Yirmi Ikla the Safta he saw wine that a guy was mosaic and the Jew drank from it, and he asked him, just like you tell the Nazir, he shouldn't go anywhere near a vineyard, you tell people they don't want to be anywhere near such a surin. It marnami amar biyochan ramila amar biasi amar biyochanan yain shemazgal v'chavim aser mishum leich leicham nezira schar schar lekam lo sikrav. That apparently all of these gedolei amorayim agree that in this case you would want to say even the guy didn't actually touch the wine, he only poured water into the wine, that this is something we would want to stay away from. Tos Yantif in his psicha to the Mishnayis Dibra Maskel Maseches writes that the lashon Maseches, why is a tractate of Mishnayos or of Gemara called a Maseches? So Tos Yantif writes from this lashon Mascha Yena. Mascha Yena means it's diluted, it's mixed. It's mixed with different things. So each Maseches has Dvarim Midvarim Shonim. It has all sorts of different ideas that are compiled together, that are all mixed together. So that's why it's called Mascha. So in the color of Maz, he says, that's a nice Pshat, he says, but then it should have been called Mezeges, not Maseches, because Lashon Chachamim is different than Lashon Torah. Like our Gemara says that we should use Lashon Chachamim, we shouldn't use the Lashon Torah. So in the Beis David, he suggests, the reason he says Maschu is because the Pasuk itself of Mascha Yena is actually talking about Divrei Torah. So it's most appropriate, since it's actually discussing, the topic is actually Divrei Torah, that's why we call Maseches Maseches. So good trivia, if anyone ever asked, why is it, what does the word Maseches mean? Why would we call something Maseches? There you have. And in fact, the Gemara says, the Rabbeinu Tam writes that Talmud Bavli is so called because it's Balul Bakal, it's Balul B'Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. No, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says that it's called Talmud Bavli because it's Balul Bakal, that the learning is Balul Bakal. It's a mixture of everything, of of so you have that's dafka the way we refer to the mesachas that we learn is that it's a combination of all sorts of different ideas that may be in the word mesachas and maybe in the word Talmud Bavli, the idea that it's all mixed together. Now Tosfos over here points out in Dibur Maskul Kosef Ari or Zerua Bizman Azeh says Ovid Chavim that's Meshach Sheikh Yain Shal Yisrael, you're allowed to sell to an Ovid Chavim because they're not Bekiyim B'Shichshuch Avul B'Shtiya Aser. But then he says all these restrictions are when he does not have kavana lahachis. But if you see that the guy is doing this stam lahachis, he wants to make it that your wine should become aser. Then we're daf going to be matirit because we don't want him to have the satisfaction since it's only the rabbanon over here. He's not actually being menasech, he's just being meshachshech to try to make it aser for you. So we're dafka going to be matarit to show that he's not going to be able to take away the value from our yayin by doing such a thing. So that's what the Bali also suggests. There's a lot of discussion in Poskim about that, but not for now. Baz Hashem will pick up from Reish Lakish Ikla Batzra tomorrow.